Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all honor and all worship and all praise and all adoration and all homage to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought daily or any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, as we always do at this time of the day when we get together and study the Word of God. And then we'll come back with the Word of Prayer and get right into today's lesson. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their study tools and Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use to study the Word of God with, as we always do when we study together. Truly, it is a joy for us to break bread together in unity, in the spirit of unity. For we are all unified by Christ, those of us who have made Jesus Lord and Savior of our lives. We are unified in the Spirit. And I am just so grateful for all of you to have tuned in and who are a part of this broadcast every Tuesday and every Thursday at this time. Let's go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity, this moment in time that you have ordained for us to be together. Lord, help us to keep our eyes focused on you always. Help us, O God, to keep our thoughts focused on you always. Help us to keep our hearts focused on you always, the hope of glory. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness now for anything that is not like you in our lives. We repent for anything that is not like you, anything that is contrary to your word. We repent. And we thank you for your forgiveness now and for making us righteous and worthy and able to come into your presence by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you see us as sons and daughters and not just servants. We thank you, O God, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness, and for your timing. Lord, we thank you for everything that you have given unto us, our families, our family members, our jobs, our finances, our homes, our clothes, things that you have blessed us with, O God. We thank you for these little things. We focus on the little things in our lives so that we won't miss you. Because, Lord, you work in the little things, the little precious things. And we thank you for those precious things, those precious moments in our lives that you have made yourself so much more real to us individually. Lord, we ask that you move by your Spirit on this broadcast, on this day. Touch each and every person listening within the sound of my voice, O God, and bless their households. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us on this day. Let others see you working through us, O God, as we reach out to shed the love of Jesus abroad in every heart. Lord, we thank you for choosing us to move and work through as your vessels. For we are your hands, and we are your feet, and we are your mouthpieces to this world in this day. Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. We thank you for your presence, O God. For you said where two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst of them. And we reverence you. We honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture text will be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, and we'll touch on a few other scriptures as we go along in our study on today. But Ecclesiastes is a very heavy book to read and meditate and study on. But we're just going to go into Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, and you all can follow along with me in your translations as we always do at this time of the day when we get together to study the Word of God. Amen. Let us go into Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition as usual, and we all can follow along in the translations that we choose to follow along with. Amen. Beginning at verse 1 in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, "To everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What profit remains for the worker from his toil? I have seen the painful labor and exertion and miserable business which God has given to the sons of men with which to exercise and busy themselves. But the verse I want to focus on in today's study session is verse 11. And it says, He, God, has made everything beautiful in His time. He also has planted in men's hearts and minds a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. Yet, so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Verse 12, I know that there is nothing better for them than to be glad and to get and do good as long as they live. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it so that men will reverently fear Him, revere and worship Him, knowing that He is. That which is now already has been. And that which is to be already has been. And God seeks that which has passed by so that history itself, the timing of God, that which is now, verse 15 says, already has been, and that which is to be already has been. And God seeks that which has passed by so that history repeats itself. The timing of God. You know, God works outside of our realm of time, and yet He works inside our realm of time as well. Why does He do that? So that He can relate more to us as His people, as His children, as individuals, so that He can show Himself real to us personally. How beautiful is that? He has made everything beautiful in His time. Verse 11 says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, He has made everything beautiful in His time. No matter what the circumstances are. And when we read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, if we look at that, really look at that, that is the gist of life. That entails any and every circumstance that we will ever go through in some way or fashion. That is the gist of the ups and downs of life. And yet God keeps us through those times, and he works through his timing, intertwined with our timing, so that he can make himself more real to us individually, so we can behold him moving with our very eyes. How beautiful is that? That God relates to us on our level, and yet he wants to commune with us and have us commune with him on his level, and yet we will never reach his level until we reach eternity. But even on this side of life, he cares so much about us that he makes the little things beautiful for us. Let us not miss God by not paying attention to the tiny, teeny, tiny details of our lives. The little things, the little moments of happiness, the little prayers that we think are little that he answers for us daily, all day, every day. He makes himself real to us. You know, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God is the inventor of time. Day and night, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He put that in place. Time. He invented the spans of time. And yet, Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, how far up do the heavens go? Just think about that for a second. How far do the heavens expand in every single solitary direction, no matter where you are on this planet? God says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Many times we go through things and we ask the Lord, why? Why is this happening? Why am I going through this? Why is this taking place? What are you trying to tell me? And usually, there is a lesson, and a blessing in the circumstance that we're going through. But we cannot focus on the negativity of what the circumstances bring. We have to focus on the Word of God and on Christ. For scripture says, for I know, we know that all things work together for our good to them who are the called and who love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. Things come in our lives to make us, to teach us, to instruct us, to help us, to develop us, to grow us up, to mature us in God. Instead of looking at circumstances and say, well, Lord, why is this happening to me? Why is this? Let's just say, okay, Lord, what is it that you're trying to show me here about myself? What is it that you're trying to teach me here about myself? Because I love you, and I've made you Lord and Savior of my life. And I know that you are master of me. And I know your word, and I know that Holy Spirit leads me and guides me and tells me and teaches me and guides me into the things that I am to do. But Lord, what is it that you are trying to show me? What is it that I need to see about myself and my character and the person that I am in going through this trial, circumstance? Are you developing my strength? Where am I weak? Show me, Holy Spirit, where I need to be built up, where I need to be made strong. For you are the teacher, and you are the instructor. And you help me, for you are the comforter. Open my eyes so that I may see. Not to point the finger at others, but to point the finger at me. For it is me, it is me, it is me, O Lord. And I am standing in the need of prayer. We will close with Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 through 14. And in the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, all has been heard. The end of the matter is, fear God. Revere and worship him, knowing that he is. And keep his commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and the whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole duty for every man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it is good or evil. The bottom line is looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, keeping our eyes focused on him at all times, even as he teaches and corrects us, as he will do his children. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And I have been chastened. I don't know about you. I can't speak for you, but I have been chastened on this day. And I thank God for his correction and for his love, because if he did not love us, he would not chasten us as he does. And it is to make us better and mature us in the things of God. That is the purpose of his word. And as we study his word, we learn more and more and more about him. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, this opportunity that you have given unto us as we have given it back to you. Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for teaching us today. Thank you for giving us a mind for introspection, so that we can examine ourselves and make sure that we are walking circumspectly before you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. And Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness and for helping us on our life's journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you as he smiles upon you. And may the Lord give you his peace, his love, his joy, his understanding, his ways, his thoughts, himself, his essence, and his being. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying, God bless you on this day. Enjoy your God-given day today. And until we meet again, be blessed. Amen.